From Cap Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. It's been a few years since Governor Newsom first introduced a plan for California to produce cheaper insulin. The medication is a must-have for those with diabetes, and the costs, even with insurance, can be difficult for many to pay. Federal and state lawmakers have been attempting to make things cheaper for years, with Newsom pitching a first-in-the-nation plan to partner with a drug maker to produce cheaper insulin. But he has yet to deliver on that cheaper generic alternative. And since then, he's vetoed a bill that would put a cap on insulin copayments. Kristen Wong is a health reporter for CalMatters, a nonprofit newsroom that partners with public media stations across the state, and she's been following this story since it first developed. Kristen joins us today to explain what's happening with insulin production in California. Welcome back to Insight.
Thanks. Always great to be here.
So let's start from the very beginning. What did Governor Newsom promise, and what were the main drivers to make insulin unaffordable for some people?
So back in 2023, during his State of the State tour, Governor Newsom announced that California would be pursuing sort of a novel strategy to bring down the cost of pharmaceuticals broadly, but to begin with insulin. And he announced that the state would start to manufacture and sell its own brand of generic insulin. And, you know, we can get into this a little bit more later, but there are a lot of factors at play in the sort of pharmaceutical market that lead to insulin prices and other pharmaceutical drug prices being more expensive, inflated, or more expensive for the consumer.
Insulin, it feels like a relatively common drug for diabetes. How much is it needed in California? Do you have some numbers to help us visualize the need in this state?
It's a super common drug. There are more than 3 million Californians with diabetes, and you often need insulin in order to survive. It's not an optional drug. And in some ways that has led to why it's so expensive, because so many people need it, it's easy to make a profit off of.
Okay. So back in 2020, the governor signed a law allowing California to manufacture its own insulin. Obviously, we did have the pandemic, so I imagine that created some logistical delays, but it is 5 years later. What have been the main hurdles to getting this off the ground?
So in 2023, early 2023, the governor announced a state contract with Civica, which is a nonprofit drug manufacturer. They have a manufacturing plant in Virginia. And that contract was supposed to move California closer to this goal of producing its own pharmaceutical drugs for the state. When I spoke with Civica, they didn't really go into details about what the delays have been. But as I understand sort of, you know, the FDA drug approval process, delays are very common in this industry. It can take, you know, about 10 years to get a drug to market. Even something that's, you know, a generic drug, not a new drug, it takes quite a few years to bring it to market. And so it's not necessarily unusual for there to be this kind of timeline extension. But it is much longer than what the governor promised.
Do you know what attributed to the gap between 2020 when he first signed the law and then 2023? That's a difference of 3 years.
I think that there were some administrative hurdles there. Just, you know, this was a totally new endeavor for the state. And so, you know, they were searching for companies that would make sense to partner with that kind of shared the same mission. They also had to, you know, assign staff within state agencies to try and, you know, pursue this and build up the expertise.
So in theory, how would this actually work and drive down the cost of insulin for California residents?
So it's kind of interesting. The promise sort of at face value is that insulin will be sold at a transparent price for $30 a vial to California residents. There are a lot of sort of upside down cost incentives within the health insurance market that have prevented generic insulins from being successful in the past. Essentially, insurers and sort of these middlemen companies make money. They make more money if the consumer is paying more, if the price, if the list value of insulin is higher. So I've talked to economists about that, about sort of what is the guarantee that this endeavor will even end up with Californians paying less out of pocket. And they said that one of the levers the state has to press is that California pays for healthcare for a lot of people on Medi-Cal. And so the state can simply purchase its own insulin and sort of drive the market in that way.
So $30 a vial in theory. What does insulin go for today? Do you have an idea?
You know, it's hard to make an apples to apples
Yeah.
comparison. In 2021, there's been a lot of studies looking at the list price of insulin, but in 2021, it sort of peaked in the US at $541 per month.
Oh, wow, that's a big difference.
So it's a huge difference. And that's not quite the price that people are paying out of pocket, because you usually pay like a percentage of that price depending on your copay and your insurance, but a percentage of that is still probably going to be much higher than $30 a vial.
Right. Okay. So when it comes down to this timeline, the governor signed a law back in 2020. In 2023, they locked down a manufacturer that they'd like to work with, Civica, but Civica is still working through getting approval from the FDA. And as you say, that can take a while. However, in the interim, at the state capitol, a little over a year ago in 2023, the governor rejected a bill that would have capped what diabetics pay for insulin. So, isn't that move counter to the overarching goal to drive down the price of insulin? What was his reasoning behind that veto?
I think if you look at it from the perspective of a consumer who needs insulin, they are directly, opposed to each other. The governor's veto was, he referenced specifically this partnership with Civica and this initiative to manufacture insulin as a reason for his veto. And part of that is because even the 2020 law, the goal was to sort of like disrupt the pharmaceutical marketplace. They want to address the pricing problems and the cost incentives at their root, which a lot of health economists and sort of industry observers say is very smart. But at the same time, from a consumer's perspective, people can't afford their insulin right now. And so I know that that veto was particularly painful for a lot of people at the time.
Has Newsom taken any other actions to bring down the cost of insulin in the interim?
That Newsom has taken actions to bring down the cost of insulin. The federal government, because insulin is kind of a hot button issue, has taken a lot of actions to try and bring this down. And some of those actions have resulted in, some people with Medicare paying only $35 per month out of pocket. It has sort of forced the hand of the major drug manufacturers. They've decreased their prices between 65 and 80%. So there have been, other government actions that have influenced price.
So there's a greater impact on the pharmaceutical market at large.
There is. I do think that, a lot of pieces were in play. People would probably say, people that I talk to say that they are watching California's moves with a lot of interest, but that they didn't necessarily influence what was happening nationally with the market.
If someone doesn't need insulin themselves and they're listening to it, why should they care about this issue?
Insulin is really sort of notorious as this poster child for something going wrong within the pharmaceutical market. It's a drug that is more than 100 years old. It's off patent in many cases, and yet we're still paying hundreds and hundreds of dollars for it. I think that insulin is sort of this like inflated example, but the same forces that drive those high prices for insulin drive high prices for all pharmaceuticals. And so, that matters to millions and millions of more people across the state.
Yeah. Given that you've been following this closely over the years, what has stood out to you the most in this reporting journey?
On the human side, really the stories of people who are rationing their insulin, who are, choosing. But I mean, it's not a stretch. It's a reality for many people that they are having to make financial decisions where they choose between, groceries, rent, and medical care. And this is just another cost that is influencing those choices.
Yeah, and this isn't an optional drug to survive for these people as well.
Correct.
And you may have touched upon this, but before I let you go, I mean, we're talking about people who are diabetic, but I also know people who are pre-diabetic. Do you have an idea of the number of people who may one day need this drug?
Oh, I do not know that off the top of my head.
Yeah, I think it's millions of Californians are estimated to be pre-diabetic. But thank you so much, Kristen, for shining a light on this. It affects a lot of people in the state.
It does. Thanks for having me.
Kristen Wong is discussing Governor Newsom's plan for the state of California to manufacture its own insulin. And the actual production of this could still be years away. And Kristen was explaining why. Up next, President Donald Trump has signed a number of executive orders to deliver on a big campaign promise to crack down on immigration. We'll hear how the initial days of a Trump administration is impacting immigrant communities in Sacramento and the Central Valley. You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio, where facts matter and stories inspire. I'm Vicki Gonzalez.